JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 49, Haskalah.
The Hebrew word for enlightenment is Haskalah, and the movement was called the Haskalah Movement, which had great influence on the Jews of Eastern Europe. Now, the Haskalah, or the Maskilim, that's the name for those who belonged to the movement, was not very popular. It didn't have millions of adherents. But because it was an elitist movement, it was a movement of scholars, it was a movement of the elite, well, so it had a great influence on the Jewish world. And the Haskalah believed, and it preached, that Judaism was a culture and not necessarily a religion. The Haskalah saw itself as a buffer against anti-Semitism. The Jews always ask, why do they hate us? As though it's our fault. That's one of the tragedies of victimhood, is that the victim always feels that somehow it's his fault and not the fault of those who make him a victim. So they said, well, why did the Russian government hate us so? Why did they have all of these laws against us? And the Haskalah came up with a naive answer. It's because we don't have a culture. Now, we're going to have a culture. Hebrew language will be a culture. Yiddish language will be a culture. We'll have drama. We'll have art. We'll have poets. We'll have musicians. We'll be a cultured people. We're a cultured people. Nobody's going to hate us. They're going to appreciate us. They're going to say, what a wonderful culture. And therefore, they took Judaism and changed it from a faith and changed it from a way of life and a value system, and they made out of it a culture. Well, eventually the culture didn't hold up, not for the Jews and not for the non-Jews. But in the 18th and 19th centuries, Haskalah gained great ground within Eastern Europe, and it brought to the breakdown of the old traditional Jewish way of life and ushered in a new era fraught with changes and disasters. I'm Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.